the period of the 1970s and 80s, dangling smack dab somewhere in between Caroline Ingalls and Jane Jetson, was the world in which I came of age. An era eager for progress, but still somewhat nostalgic about family, faith, and what matters most. I really miss it. Now, in our current culture, although we aren't exactly all jetting about in our own personal spacecrafts, make mine aqua with a bubblegum pink Saturn ring for trim, please, we do have some modern trinkets and tools that almost smack of Gadgety George and his crew. Why, just a moment ago, I took a break from my writing nook here at a lovely West Michigan bed and breakfast to pop some popcorn, grab a soda, and visit for a minute with Sherry, the proprietor of the inn. When she discovered I was a writer, she asked if I had a digital voice recorder, reminiscent of Judy's digital diary, perhaps? She said the model she owns can, after recording your voice, be connected to a computer and then make the computer automatically type out what you said. No need to sit in front of a screen to write. You could be driving down the interstate while writing your book or blog post at the very same time. Jumpin' Jetsons, that's astonishing! Humor me, please. I'm usually a bit behind the curve on techie stuff. I was the last in my circle of friends to own a DVD player and get a cell phone, and I still don't know if I totally comprehend the difference between a PDA and a PDF. I'm sure this voice recording thingy isn't cutting edge, brand spanking new, but I'd never heard of it. This new invention just might help me get more done in less time, although I'm not too keen on verbally blogging while I drive. But while I fold laundry or do dishes or wait in the car during an unplanned long and rainy football practice, sign me up, sister. But what might happen if I were to meander on down to the big city, where the Gadgets Galore Superstore is, to hunt for this time-saving handheld companion? Well, I'd find it all right. Probably in scads of different model types, all lined up neatly in rigid rows next to all of its chrome-colored, button-laden, beeping kin. Smartphones? Smarter laptops? Wireless tablets ready to connect? Wordless MP3 players ready to record? Personal video gaming systems, and on it goes. Even though some of these current inventions might make my life easier, they also demand that I make decisions. I must research and comparison shop, and finally, I must choose. Like standing in the peanut butter laden aisle of my grocers, again, my mind begins to swirl. So many options. And since I want